seventh son born to an Arkansas farmer and a hard-working mother of 12. Who never could find any time or a dollar that she could just spend on herself.
Glenn Campbell was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in early 2011, and after going public with his condition, the legendary musician and singer-songwriter embarked on a goodbye tour, accompanied by a band that included three of his children. A documentary film about that tour was released in 2014, and last week, Mr. Campbell released his final album, titled Adios, capping off an extraordinary career that spanned more than five decades and 50 million albums sold. Here to discuss Adios and Glenn Campbell are Kim Campbell, his wife of 34 years, and his daughter Ashley Campbell. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
It's been over 6 years since your husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. What's his current condition?
He's physically very healthy, but his memory is completely gone. He has aphasia, so he's lost his ability to communicate verbally. He doesn't understand a word anyone says to him, but he does still understand the universal languages of smiles and hugs and laughter. So he's content and he's cheerful. He can no longer play guitar, but he does still sing, and it's not really any melodies that we know. And of course, his language is gone, so it's not lyrics, but he has a song in his heart and he sings in tune. So that always brings me a lot of joy.
He was on our show in the year 2000 and for an interview, and I remember that he insisted on playing guitar during the whole interview. So that was something that is that something that kept him going during the declining aspects of Alzheimer's?
Well, absolutely. But I mean, Glenn started playing guitar when he was about 5 years old, and so it's just kind of a part of his body, and it's his comfort blanket, really. He's so used to having a guitar in his hand. In fact, if you look back on YouTube and you watch some of the old black and white performances of Glenn on Star Route or the Tammy Show or something, and Glenn is featured as a singer without a guitar, you can see his hands moving as if there's a guitar there. So it's kind of cute, but he always loved to do his interviews with his guitar. And yes, the doctors all told us when he got diagnosed, you know, I told Dr. Hart Cohen from Cedars-Sinai, I said, we're supposed to go out and do this tour to promote this album that he just released called Ghost on the Canvas. What should we do? And the doctor said, you know, if Glenn enjoys it and he's able to perform, I think it would be really healthy for him because music engages all the different regions of the brain at the same time, and it's really therapeutic.
Ashley, a producer for our show, saw Glenn at Town Hall here in New York as part of that goodbye tour, which you participated in, remarked that while at times he stumbled over and forgot lyrics in the middle of the songs, his guitar playing remained impeccable.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a lot to do with just muscle memory, like his fingers on a guitar fretboard just felt at home there and kind of knew what to do.
Although he already had some experience not remembering lyrics, he wrote once that when he performed as a member of the Beach Boys, when he filled in for Brian Wilson, who was suffering from something like a breakdown, he also didn't know the words to a number of the songs and just had to move his lips.
Oh, that's funny.
Your father hasn't performed since 2012. When was this new album recorded?
It was recorded just after the goodbye tour. So he was still living at home in Malibu, and he would fly out to Nashville occasionally and put some lyrics down, put some vocals down.
And, of course, he could read them, so he didn't have to worry about forgetting them?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are songs that he had known for so long. He used to perform on stage. They were his favorite tunes. They're just songs that he had always loved but never gotten the opportunity to record.
Kind of like a bucket list of songs.
Yeah, so they were deeply embedded in his memory.
And some of them were written by his longtime collaborator, Jimmy Webb.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are four Jimmy Webb tunes on the album. Adios, the title, of course, was made popular by Linda Ronstadt. And Glenn always loved her version and loved the song. And I think it's, you know, a meaningful song for us as we're saying, you know, living the long adios. Beautiful song.
What was his relationship with Jimmy Webb like? I mean, Jimmy Webb wrote some of his biggest hits, Wichita Lineman, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Galveston.
Yeah, Jimmy's part of our family. Our kids are all great friends, and there's just such mutual love and respect for that Glenn and Jimmy had for each other as talents and collaborators.
Yeah.
And then and Glenn's longtime banjo player and friend Carl Jackson played an important role in the making of Adios. Can you talk a bit how he worked with Glenn in the studio?
So Carl produced the album, and Carl started playing in my dad's band when he was 18 years old. What was it, from 72?
I think it started in 72 for 12 years.
Through, yeah,
so
84.
He was with them even more than you were with him, Kim.
And Carl actually introduced Glenn and I on a blind date. So that's why Carl is Ashley's godfather.
Yeah. So Carl, you know, out of any producer that could have produced this album, Carl knew my dad the best as a friend and as a musician. And so, you know, it was a no-brainer on who to produce. And, you know, Carl was there every step of the way with my dad when he was recording the vocals, because he definitely had problems with the lyrics sometimes. The melodies he was fine on, but he needed help with the lyrics. And so Carl stood right next to him and encouraged him. And sometimes they had to go line by line. They had the music in front of them. And it was a very, like, collaborative thing.
But you'd never know it from listening to the album.
No, you wouldn't.
There's actually video of them in the studio recording this album on Glenn Campbell Official. And it's really heartwarming. You see us laughing. We just had the best time doing this album. And Glenn just relished the lyrics, you know. He loved good songs.
Ashley, you played banjo and sang backup on a number of the songs in the album. And your banjo playing is most prominent on your father's version of that classic Freddie Neil song, mm-hmm. Everybody's Talking. But did the lyrics of that song have a special significance to your father? Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying.
Well, I've never exactly heard him philosophize about the song, but I know that for me and for my mom, I'm sure the lyrics take on a new meaning for what we're going through with my dad right now. Can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind, you know, only the shadows of their eyes. It's like someone who's, he can't process what's going on anymore, and so he's kind of, it, you know, just floating, skipping over the ocean like a stone. He's still here, but he's almost ethereal now.
While you were on that tour, did you see any changes?
Yes, definitely. It was slowly declining, for sure. There were good days. There were bad days. Sometimes he would have a very difficult time on stage. He would repeat songs or, you know, just forget to look at the teleprompter. He had to use a teleprompter a lot for the lyrics. But then there were other days where you would barely know that he had Alzheimer's. He would just do the show perfectly and pull it off without a hitch.
I'm speaking with Kim and Ashley Campbell. Glenn Campbell's last album is called Adios. And I suspect, Kim, you've become a kind of an expert on Alzheimer's. Almost every caregiver has to.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of public speaking. I'm trying to carry on Glenn's quest to raise public awareness, educate the public about the disease, to remove the stigma of getting the diagnosis, and to move the country forward, you know, in terms of allocating funds for research to find a cure. And it's really hard on caregivers and family members to lose a loved one from this disease. There's a depression that is very prevalent among caregivers. I know I've suffered a lot of depression losing my husband to this. That's why I started my own website called careliving.org to encourage and inspire caregivers to take care of themselves.
Although in this case, the whole thing was in public. Most Alzheimer's cases there just within the family.
Right.
That must have changed the dynamic as well.
Yeah, Glenn, I'm so proud of him for opening himself up and just being honest with everyone about what he was going through. I think it helped remove the stigma of getting that diagnosis and opened up a national conversation about it.
Do either of you have favorite songs on this album?
Well, I love Arkansas Farm Boy and Adios. Arkansas Farm Boy is just beautiful. It's rootsy, it's folky, and it tells my dad's story. Carl wrote it back in the 70s when he was touring with my dad after my dad told him a story about how my great-grandpa taught him how to play In the Pines on a $5 Sears and Roebuck guitar. And that inspired Carl to write this song. And so it means a lot because I have very fond memories of Arkansas as well. And I know it was my dad's past is so close to his heart. So it means a lot to me to hear him sing that song.
Yeah, I think my favorite is Postcard from Paris, a Jimmy Webb tune. And of course, Jimmy and Glenn were famous for songs about towns like Galveston, Wichita, Lyman,
Phoenix. Well, leaving Phoenix anyway.
Right.
Wichita.
Yes. Yep. So this song, talks about Paris and Rome and London. It's a beautiful, beautiful love song. And the refrain is, I wish you were here, which is sung by our three children, Cal, Shannon, and Ashley. And it really touches my heart, you know, because here we are out promoting his last album, and I wish he was here.
It took a few albums before his career took off. I think it was his fourth album that suddenly made him prominent.
Yeah, I think I remember him telling me that, and that it was actually when the Smother Summers Brothers show first aired, and he guest hosted for the summer, that he said that he had just, you know, recorded the show, and then he flew to London to do a show. And when he stepped off the plane back in the United States, all of a sudden everybody in the airport knew who he was. Hey, Glenn, how you doing? He's like, do I know that person? But he didn't realize that he had become an overnight sensation. And then they couldn't press enough albums. They had every plant they had just pressing the four previous albums because they were so hot.
There was a documentary film made about the farewell tour called Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me. It was released in 2014 to great reviews. Whose idea was it to make that film?
Well, as I said before, Glenn had just finished recording Ghost on the Canvas, and we were all set to go out and do a 5-week tour to promote it. And we got that diagnosis, and we were like, oh, no, what do we do? And Glenn said, well, I'm going to go out and do my tour. And I said, honey, what happens if you mess up on stage? He said, I'll just tell everybody I got Alzheimer's. So his producer, Julian Raymond, knew that we were going to do the tour. Glenn was going to make this public announcement. So we talked to his friend, James Keach, who produced the film Walk the Line about Johnny Cash. And he said, you know, told him the story, and he said, you guys should go out with him and document his farewell tour. You know, here's this living legend announcing to the world he's got Alzheimer's and embarking on this tour.
And at first, they didn't want to do it. They said, Alzheimer's, that's depressing. I don't want to make a movie about Alzheimer's. But Julian just said, hey, just meet the guy, have him over to your house. And they lived really close to us in Malibu at the time. So we went over there for dinner, and the second my dad got into the house, he picked up a guitar that was lying around. James's son, Johnny, is a musician, and he started just shredding on the guitar and playing amazing licks. And then, what did he say, Mom?
Well, he just handed the guitar back to Johnny and said, that's how you do it, son.
Yeah. And he was just such a bundle of joy and just making everybody laugh that James Keach and Trevor Albert just said, wow, this is not a sad movie. This is a movie about an amazing and joyful man.
Right, and a courageous man, you know, willing to...
he felt necessary to say goodbye with an album called Adios.
Yeah.
Ashley, are you continuing to perform?
I am. I just finished recording my debut album, so I'm working on getting that out as soon as possible.
Who wrote the songs?
I co-wrote all of the songs, yeah.
And one of the songs on your album, you co-wrote with Carl Jackson.
Oh, it's a banjo instrumental, yes. That's right. It's called Carl and Ashley's Breakdown, because Carl is a huge reason why I'm as good at banjo as I am right now. He's been mentoring me.
Thank you both so much for being on our show.
Thank
you for having
us. I have
fond memories of when Glenn Campbell was a guest on our show, and now I've met his wife, Kim, and his daughter, Ashley, and we have this new album called Adios out on UME Records.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Thanks again.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing.